committee to announce the results officially.
Mr. President, colleagues, before I do that, let me say for the record that a while ago we received some documentation from the Honourable Member from Malawi. The committee has assessed it based on existing protocols and the laws operating, and we find it not relevant, and such we dismiss that application. Based on the existing protocols and results as validly declared, I shall now declare the Honourable Fortune Charumbira as President-elect of the Pan-African Parliament. Colleagues, based on the understanding we have, we are just at the penultimate, if you can just pay attention a bit. Based on understanding we have as a committee, together with the legal counsel, I will now invite the Honourable Fortune Charumbira to show gratitude to the House. Shall we receive him with a hand of applause?
Your Excellency, Musa Faki, I recognize the team from the AU, Honorable Members. It is not easy to stand here and express my gratitude in full. I'm very, very, very humbled with the confidence you have expressed, shown in me, that I lead this Continental Parliament. And in thanking you, I want to promise here and now that I'll be a leader of everybody. I'll have to learn some French. I'll have to learn some Arabic, Portuguese. Fortunately, Swahili naongea. I can speak Swahili already. But I want, please, one thing that I want to achieve, apart from the continent seeing that now this parliament is visible, it has clear outputs, it's making an impact. The other thing is that I want to fight these divisions based on languages. We have to solve that problem. This language I'm delivering a message to you is not my language. It comes from Europe. In Africa, there is no such language that I'm speaking. But I'm African. Whether we talk of French or Arabic, all the languages we're speaking, they are not African languages. So where are we differing on someone's property, which the property is not even ours? We fight over someone's property, which is language. And I can assure you, wherever you are, whether you are Francophone, my office is yours. Without saying too much, I'm here, your servant, and I'll serve you to uplift this parliament and the people of Africa. Thank you very much.
No, just, please. Mr. President, colleagues, we will now invite our aide to administer the oath of office to the President-elect. So, colleagues, the president-elect will now take the oath of office.
I, Chief Fortune Zephaniah Charumbira, hereby swear and declare that, one, I will perform my functions as President of the Pan-African Parliament to the best of my ability, with honor and dignity in the service of the peoples of Africa. Number two, I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the African Union and will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitutive Act of the African Union and the Protocol to the Treaty establishing the African Economic Community relating to the Pan-African Parliament as by law established. And three, I will promote adherence to the principles of good governance, democracy, human rights, international humanitarian law, peace, stability, and all objectives of the Pan-African Parliament. So, help me God.
I'm done. Just a minute now.
For me?
Yeah, just wait, please. Okay, so now he's not president-elect. He's now president of Pan-African Parliament. Now, per our rules of engagement and procedure, as you all know, the president will take over the conduct of the election of the vice president. So now I will conduct the president to the high seat for him to take over the proceedings of the House. Thank you.
Monsieur le Président du Parlement panafricain, je vous prie de bien venir occuper votre siège que j'ai occupé peut-être indûment. Je vous en prie.
Stand. Order. I shall now call upon the legal counsel to proceed to the election of the vice presidents representing the regions.